Welcome to Nine Singing Pirates.
And interruptions as always. I don't know what I expected.
Don't you understand how this is working? I'm saying Nine Silver Pirates because NSP, Nine Silver Pirates. I hope y'all like the jingle that I put in the beginning that I'm going to make in the future, the current moment of recording, but I'm going to actually get around to that.
All right. I am Silent Mr. Dave.
I am Chongo.
I'm Mr. Chubby Monkey.
And I'm Alistair 242, returning from the damn grave.
Well, I thought Alice was going to go before me, so.
Marty!
There's no order.
On the screen, Dave!
All right.
It was like the space between us was like extremely long.
And since I'm using multi-track recording, I can do as much edits as I want
because
I don't have to worry
about. Cut out the next 10 words that I say. In fact, make it so that the last 10 words of this sentence are immediately cut out, pumpernickel, fish, squash, and you'll have to do some counting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I like to make your life difficult.
But it's going to be way easier now because of the multi-track.
Yes. So speaking of multi-track editing, what's the theme for this episode? Are we going to talk about it?
Multi-track.
This is multiple purposes.
Multi-track. No, we never do that.
Okay.
Maybe we will. It is a new season. It's time to do new things, but not this time. This is not another show called Mabs and Chongo Do Some.
This is the transition into the change. This is.
Can I get my theme, please?
No. Wait.
Can I get a theme?
We didn't even discuss who's leading this.
Oh God, we didn't.
Who's
I'll
the
just
lead?
Say it.
I say Alistair 242 should lead this.
Or that.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right. Perfect.
No.
Yep. He's doing it. All right. So. All right.
Let's get ready.
We should start a chant.
Say scene when you're. It's a good way to get you back into it.
I demand a vote. I demand a vote.
A vote? Okay, wait. He demands a vote, guys. Who here votes Alistair 242? Put everyone's hand on the screen.
All right. Send me pictures of your guys' hands.
Okay. I will.
make sure it's transparency and it's PNG.
Cool. Right. Okay.
Seems like a lot of work, though.
Oh. I demand a recount.
Okay, 1, 2, 3 hands. All against you.
Nay.
I demand a recount.
1, 2, 3, you.
I think Chongo should start it now.
And I demand a recount.
Enough. Just start it.
Fine, I'll start it. Scene.
I was, oh, well.
See, look, this is what happens when... Okay, whatever, scene. Well, it's looking like we got a patient here. We don't know what to do with.
Well... I think we should give him some Anfriblio Friliacely.
I would agree, but Anfriblio Friliacely is only used for foot massaging.
I recommend surgery.
What sort of a noob are you, surgery? What do you think we are, doctors?
I'm thinking it's just a cold, guys.
I'm a surgeon general, and I recommend surgery.
That'll only save his life. That's not what we're trying to do here.
Maybe just a little bit of, like, some cold medicine.
Shut your mouth.
Shut the hell up.
Let me see. I think that in some other corners of the world, we could use some of this toxic stuff, whatever it is cold medicine, right? It'll kill the cold. You, but what do you say? You good with that, Manuel?
No, I came in like 10 minutes ago and I'm feeling like 100 times worse, you guys.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The problem is in his brain. Let me cut it out.
Ooh, I do like that
what?
Idea.
I think
By
we should
what?
Open up his chest.
No. What? It's not that serious, guys. It's just a cough.
It could be a clogged artery.
Yes.
What artery?
The zombie virus.
That would be
what virus? I'm fine.
Okay, listen.
I'm
not
craving human flesh.
Are you feeling zombie-ish?
Describe zombie-ish.
You know, like undead, wanting brains in bad movies about romance between a guy named R and Julia. You feel that way?
Yes, no, yes.
Okay, wait.
I think we gotta cut him open.
Indeed.
I don't think that's necessary.
We do not know what he has.
Okay,
it could be
anything. Guys, we need to make sure we handle this professionally.
I'll prepare the radiation chamber.
Good idea. Now, do you feel like a zombie that wants to kill everyone in this room?
Well, I don't really feel like a zombie.
That's exactly
part
what
of it.
A zombie would
he
say.
He is totally a zombie.
All right, listen.
That's, are you guys even really doctors? Because this is starting to freak me out a little bit.
Right. We're wearing scrubs. Of course we're doctors.
Okay,
You're not even wearing scrubs.
All right, tell you what.
You're not even wearing anything.
Michael, you are our zombie expert. So Dave and I are just going to go in this other room. You take care of the zombie real quick, okay?
Okay.
Not a zombie. Just going to throw that out one more time.
All right, Dave, you and me.
Let's go. I call bullshit. All right, Mr. Zombie. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take this shotgun and apply it directly to your temple.
No. I don't think the temple shotgun is not a good idea. I think you should just take
You're right.
some of that.
I should apply it to your shoulders first so you have no arms to scratch me with. Then I will take this large machete and cut off your fucking jaw.
Okay, no. What we should do is get me some of that antibiotic stuff right there, and then just give it to me, and then like...
Those aren't antibiotics, that's sugar water. We stopped carrying that disease-covered shit for years.
So then what have you been giving me?
What did I just say? Sugar water!
Meanwhile, so in the other room. So, Dave, let's look at these diagnostics again. Alright. So, you ready to do some surgery on this guy?
Definitely ready. Okay, he's got some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah. Alright, let's see if I can do this. Tweezers. Alright, I'm going for the throat.
Wait. Gloves.
Oh, of course, gloves.
Gloves.
Okay. The throat. Bzz, ah! Darn it! Ah, I thought I could have gotten a frog in the throat. But alas, I was too overdramatic. Too cocky. It's your turn, Dave.
Alright. Wait a minute. He's been saying he has a cold, right?
Are we talking about this guy or the guy in the other room? Because this guy...
The guy in the other room.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That can only mean one thing.
I think I'm thinking the same thing that you're thinking.
We have to get back there before it's too late.
Exactly! Meanwhile, back in the room with the zombie patient.
Are you sure you can't allow me to apply this surgical shotgun to your arms and legs?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Are you sure? Because which of us has the goddamn medical degree?
Stop right there.
Yes, stop.
I think I figured it out.
Yes, we have.
What is it?
He is... Actually,
werewolf.
Yes.
Of course he is.
Must be. Why do you think he keeps mentioning
his damn hair?
Why do you keep mentioning his cold? His supposedly cold.
"Quote unquote cold."
Typical werewolf speak.
How is that typical?
All right.
See that right there? You saw that? You guys saw.
All right. Now, Mikey, you remember the surgical shotgun, correct?
Yes, and I also remember I have silver-loaded shotgun shells back in
my
office.
Well, ain't that dandy.
I'll go get that.
So, Manuel, any last words before we blow your werewolf brains against the wall?
Tell you guys, I'm not a werewolf. I swear I'm not a werewolf.
Those are some crappy last words. I've come up with something more awesome before Alistair gets back.
So if you're not a werewolf, then you wouldn't mind me stabbing you in the chest with this silver knife.
Well, I wouldn't say stab me in the chest with any knife, but I'm not going to say not to do it, especially with the silver one.
All right, I'm
not
back.
For any particular reason,
now that we're back here, do you have any other cool last words, Manny?
I guess nothing.
Are you shitting your pants?
No, I'm slowly dying.
Well, that was some crappy
ass. I smell shit all over this place.
Let's get this over with.
Alright, I've loaded the shotgun.
So, I will ask you a third time. Any last words?
Too late.
And scene. Come on, Manny, you were supposed to pull through.
Victory was had today.
Well, what was I supposed to
say? Something like awesome, something that would have like flipped everything on its side or something.
I will say, the second time you asked me, I started choking because like I had to cough and I was trying to hold it in, and it was gonna be like
speaking of coughing,
it was gonna be excessive, like extreme.
I've been needing
coughing
to do that for the past minute
because like it was like really it was building up over the episode, and I'm like, if I let it go now, it's gonna be extremely bad.
It's the NSP sickness.
Even now, so hold on.
Get up, get on, get down with the sickness.
Anyway, this has been an NSP episode. Thank you for watching.
Like, it was going to be like a phlegm-filled one, like that bad.
I could have easily cut it out.
Hey, right? Look, a rainbow flying across the screen!
Whoa! Dude, that little
Sonic
Rainboom!
No,
wait,
did
you say Sonic
Rainboom?
Did you say Sonic Rainboom, you brony? Have you been lying to me these years?
Yeah, comrade, subscribe. Oh, look, it's...
You're supposed to stop.
I don't care. I could cut you out.
Subscribe.
I'm cutting you out. Nobody will ever know. Nobody will ever know what you said.
Commentify.
And
stop abusing your power, David. Stop abusing
Terminate
your power.
You can't control me.
Stop the oppression.
Never.
Here we go.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention the new outro thingy that is currently on the screen. Yeah, look at it. It's so beautiful.
You just do that next episode.
hold up,
dragged this out for a long time.
Wait.
No, it's already happened.
Wait. I want to do an outro jingle thing.
No.
Liz. Liz.
Fine.
I almost threw up just now. Yeah.
Oh, God! I fell out of my chair. Is that bad?
It's, maybe.
Yes. No, it's comic
gold. I think this is the best outro ever of all time.
Just cut recording before it gets...
Well, it wasn't what I was planning to do, but it worked.
What?
It wasn't what I was planning to do, but
of course
it worked.
And now this is
just
the real
end. Just in my pants.